Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Back here on our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, like to tell you along with the legendary Tyler, here at Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge. Got some great food and drink specials here at Acme. Come on by. Got a really full crowd here tonight, and believe me, it's been here since 11 o'clock. It's been packed rolling. In here.
Yeah.
So come on by. Again, great food and drink specials here. They also can take care of you on any of your catering needs. If it's holidays, special events, they can do it here at Acme. You can get in touch with them. This is our Eyes on the Opponent segment. It's brought to you weekly by Hug and Haul Equipment Company. Hug and Haul now has 6 locations in the state of Louisiana. Number 1 heavy equipment company in Arkansas, Oklahoma, and now right here in the state of Louisiana. Let's go to our phone lines. We have one with us from On3 Sports, Mark Passwaters, who covers the Texas A&M Aggies. Mark, thanks so much for joining us. Man, they had a lot of Aggie fans here at Acme, so
yes,
we
sir.
Know that they're here in full, brother.
Yes, they are.
Well, you know, 7-0 is a great thing. You know, you get people to travel a little bit, and this is an opportunity. So, for A&M and hopefully the fan base to, you know, see a good game.
Yeah, Mark, it's just the opposite here. I'll be honest with you. Everybody's got the Debbie Downer. They got a big lip. Just by the way, LSU loses to Vanderbilt. I've talked to a lot of Tiger fans. They don't have a lot of confidence in this team tonight against Texas A&M. I'll be honest. Texas A&M is playing with some confidence right now.
They are.
And I know LSU has that home field advantage, and they haven't won here since they entered the SEC. But if you were going to catch them,
tonight
would be the night, yeah. I can tell you.
Yeah, it kind of seems that way. I mean, A&M's gone on the road and won 2 games so far, but that's not necessarily a big deal. One of them was Notre Dame. So they have a little bit of confidence going on the road, and I think they just have confidence in general. They played good complementary football. The defense is playing bad. The offense plays well. The offense is playing bad. The defense plays well. They've got to put together a complete game, though, tonight, because there's no fun going into Death Valley.
No, indeed.
No.
The big difference on offense, Herb and I were talking about this, and we see the maturity of Marcel Reed at quarterback. And last year, to me, he was a one read. I'm taking off running. This year, much more adept to take a second look, find that secondary receiver. His timing on his throws are so much better. But also, too, you brought in 2 transfer portal guys in Concepcion and Craver that have really, really made a big difference in this offense for 2025.
Oh, yeah, you guys already nailed it. Are you sure you need my insight on this? Because, I mean, that's correct.
We just want confirmation.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. No, I mean, there's no doubt. Reed is a much more polished quarterback. I think he's more confident. I think he feels better in Colin Klein's system. I mean, there have been many instances where last year he would have taken off and run, where you see him kind of take a step and then he pulls back and he finds an open receiver. And that's obviously an improvement over last year. And Concepcion and Craver are just light years ahead of anything they had last season. I mean, those guys are both outstanding route runners. They're really fast. They just find ways to get open. And you know, especially with Concepcion, even though Craver's the guy with the big numbers, Concepcion just finds ways to hurt you.
One of the things, too, is they get after the quarterback. Their defense has been a bit hot and cold throughout the season, where it's a close game, low scoring against Auburn, and then last week it was a track meet against Arkansas. But that quarterback they Arkansas got is pretty doggone good, too.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Dalen Green put on a performance for the ages last week. He was phenomenal. But they still sacked him four times and had eight tackles for loss. And that's kind of their MO. They get after the quarterback. They make negative plays. And that's why they've been so good on third down. You know, when your opponent is consistently in third and two, you're going to give up a lot of third downs. When they're in third and nine, they're not. And that's just what A&M's been able to do since the SEC schedule started. They just have done a great job, especially winning first down. And then guys are behind the sticks, and that's a position they don't want to be in, especially when Cassius Howell is on the other side of the ball.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Offensive line play this year, how would you grade it for A&M? They've always known to recruit highly recruited guys up front along the offensive line. And so taking a look at it from what I've seen, they've done a pretty doggone good job in pass protection, really solid in the running game. Now, Moss won't play today at running back, and he's a guy that, you know, he grew up right down the road from where we're doing this out of Struma High School. But that running game is solid, really solid.
Yeah, I mean, the running game is solid because the offensive line is really, really good. I mean, you think about this 3 years ago, and Steve Adazio just destroyed that offensive line. I mean, that man should never be allowed in College Station again. But Adam Cushing has done a phenomenal job since he came over with Elko. And last year you saw they were much better, and this year they're just outstanding. They haven't given up a sack in two games against Florida, who sacked Arch Manning six times or seven times. They didn't give up anything, not a sack, not a tackle for loss, nothing. And when they have needed to lean on opponents with the running game, they've been able to do it, whether or not Le'Veon Moss is out there. Reuben Owens has done a great job in his opportunities. And last weekend, for the first time, we really saw E.J. Smith break out. And this is Emmett's son, and he kind of ran like Emmett. And if he can keep doing that, then A&M is going to be very, very thankful that he came over from Stanford.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about Smith and his contribution, because he sort of got buried a little bit early on because of Moss. And then Reuben certainly been a good back. But, boy, he got his opportunity last week, and Smith was
– he was good.
The real McCoy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that he's going to kind of fill that power role that Le'Veon Moss had. I mean, Moss can do everything. He's got a little bit of wiggle. He's got that. He's got an outstanding burst, but he can run through people. And Reuben Owens can do that to an extent. I mean, you can ask the safety who was on the goal line for Arkansas last weekend what he thinks of his running ability, because he steamrolled him. But you know, EJ's 225, and he brings a little bit extra pop. And now that he's fully healthy, I think that he has the ability to give them that little extra on third and fourth and short or fourth and one goal, something like that, that they would otherwise be missing.
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about this game, Mark, is the fact that it is in Tiger Stadium, under the lights, at night. Again, we talked about this before. What does Texas A&M have to do tonight in order to break that streak of not winning the game in Tiger Stadium?
Don't turn it over.
Yes, that's it. I mean, once again, you guys are reading my mind. I mean, it really is about that simple. Don't turn the ball over. A&M has moved the ball on everybody they've played. They've had success. You know, even against Auburn, they didn't score a lot of points. They still had 414 yards of offense. You know, the thing that LSU is going to be looking for is those turnovers, get those short fields where they don't have to march a whole long distance. And then, you know, Nussmeier can do his thing, you know, kind of dinking and dunking his way down the field. And if A&M turns the ball over, then they're in trouble. If they can avoid that, then, you know, it is the best opportunity they've had to win in Tiger Stadium.
So you're saying this is not a psychological thing. This is more of a physical thing.
Yeah, I think that, you know, Mike Elko has done a very, very good job of getting these guys to buy into what he's saying. And he has said, hey, look, you guys are as physical and as tough as any team in the country. And they kind of proved that when they went up to South Bend early in the season. And they've walloped, you know, three straight SEC opponents defensively, then shot it out with Arkansas. And, you know, he's telling them, you guys can go wherever you have to go, put the ball down and play, and you can win. And if they go out there and the offensive line performs the way they should and the defense, you know, doesn't make the mental mistakes that they did last weekend, then they've got a real shot.
Mark, I'm going to ask you this question. I've asked a couple people who've covered A&M, and I think I know the answer. Just by his tone of voice, do you think Jimbo Fisher coaches college football in 2026?
I think he wants to. To be honest, I would, you know, if you're going to interview him for a job, I got two questions. One, have you learned from your mistakes? Are you still going to be obstinate with your offense? And two, what's your plan for controlling your locker room? Because that's what did you in at A&M. You had it for a couple of years, and then you just kind of went on cruise control, and it ended up being a disaster. If those answers work, then I'd give him a shot. But I don't see him being a real primary candidate for a Power Four team, at least. You know, not right now.
I do think he wants to come back. I agree with you, Mark. I think it would be the right fit for him. And I agree with you, too. Learning from your mistakes, turning that play calling over to somebody else. And he lost that locker room at Florida State at the end.
Yes, he did.
In a very similar manner to what happened at A&M, even though the world of college football had changed by that time with, you know, NIL and everything else. So I do think he wants to come back. I can hear it in his voice.
Of course he wants.
That he wants to come back and coach. Never get out of it. Mark, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yes, sir.
Always enjoy having you on, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Sure, fellas. Take care.
All righty. That was Mark Passwaters from On3 Sports. He covers the Texas A&M Aggies. That was part of our Eyes on the Opponent segment and is brought to you weekly by Hug and Haul Equipment Company, the number one big equipment, heavy equipment, however you want to put it, dealer in the Arkansas, Oklahoma area. Now, six locations right here in the state of Louisiana. I want to thank Hug and Haul being a sponsor here for our Tiger Tailgating Show. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show right after this break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.